Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Steve Lehman from News Channel 5 taking you through what is a strange, strange day in the world of professional sports.
Wow.
The NHL included. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in the legendary Terry Crisp, brought to you by Highland Group. Crispy, what's going on, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm like everybody else. You get up in the morning, turn on the TV or the radio, and listen to what's going on around you and say, yep, another one's going down, or whatever they're doing to make things happen. And again, I'm just a layman in all of this, so I'm like probably the more.
So am I, by the way.
That was nice.
Out there trying to figure it out and absorb it and try not to panic or get caught up in all the wash of what's happening and going on down. And I guess like everybody else, just hoping and praying that nobody gets sick, you don't hear of any more outbreaks or whatever. So you know what? I wish I could give you a definitive answer, but I'd be bluffing again.
So, Crispy, what are we going to do for the next month? And can you teach me how to ice fish or something like that between now and then?
No, believe me, you do not want to go ice fishing. Well, unless you got your buddy Jack with you. You got good company and you're all right or whatever. You know, it's amazing. My wife and I are sitting here talking of the, and I say trickle-down effect, but it's more like a full torrent effect coming down when you think about what's happening when they start closing down businesses and schools and then sporting events, et cetera. It just starts to bog your mind. And then the first thing that you just said is, well, what are we going to do? And then we get a call this morning on our text from Fox saying, you know, of all the sports that they're interested in, what are they going to do now? What happened from that end of it? And it just goes on and on and on. And again, I said, you know what? I try to listen to you guys and everybody else out there trying to give me a hint just which direction we're heading in.
Crispy, what's your reaction, man? Obviously, Wednesday night, the NBA postpones their season. We knew probably yesterday at some point the NHL was going to follow suit, and they did. What was your reaction when you saw that the NHL, for the time being, is going to postpone their season?
Common sense. It just makes common sense because it's not going to just go away by itself, and I would imagine they're looking at the long term. It's the fact that if you just keep adding 20,000 people to a building continually in every sport, the chance of it spreading or the chance of catching it or whatever just keeps maximizing and getting worse and worse. So when I look at it from, like I said, my little wee platform where I sit is, to me it makes sense that if you keep poking the bear with a stick, the bear is eventually going to bite you or claw you. So I would imagine that, and think about it, you guys are in the business. These people just can't sit down lightly and start closing businesses and stores and et cetera, from the point of view of it's a business to make money and to get people in and money. So, like I said, it's way beyond my payroll.
Terry Crisp joining us here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. So the NHL and all these leagues essentially say the earliest they would come back is 30 days, which is just after when the NHL regular season is scheduled to end. We would be starting the playoffs at that point. My number one question for you, Terry, is the Predators, for instance, say they want their guys away from the arena, away from each other, self-isolating and making sure they're healthy and that other people are healthy at the same time. If they're not actively practicing right now, maybe they're working out on their own and all that sort of thing, how quickly can you get a league back up and running, especially if you're going to try to jump straight in and maybe play playoff hockey at that point?
Oh, man, you know what? That to me looks like I would hate to have to be one of the players. Well, I just should say I hate. I don't think you want to be one of the players to have to do that because you're looking for injuries. I mean, yeah, they're going to do their own workouts in their own houses, in their own gyms set up, et cetera. I'm not sure about the end of it of practicing on ice, how you would work that in. 4 or 5 of the guys get together and red ice possibly could happen, but you want to have a whole team doing it. And to me, the biggest thing would be so susceptible to injuries because you're going to jump on the ice, you're going to go full bore, and if you don't, you're going to get hurt anyway. You're trying to avoid it. It would just be, I don't know, a mess. It would be a mess, and I'm not sure what kind of a product. But, again, if they've got to get it done and go back to it in 30 days, the players themselves will have to ascertain as to how they do that.
Crispy, I think one of the main things I heard from fans yesterday, obviously they understand the situation and why the NHL made the move that it did, but maybe the most frustrating part for Predators fans was it felt like the team was maybe starting to turn it around a little bit. They were playing with some physicality. They, you know, back-to-back shutouts in Dallas, a big win the other night in Montreal. What were you noticing that maybe was different about the Predators before, unfortunately for everyone, this decision was made by the NHL?
Probably more jump, more pizzazz, more desire, more passion, more getting involved in the game, having that famous phrase that the coaches have all been using, more pushback to our game. And I was looking at it, and it sure didn't hurt when you added Holzer and Tenorti and Trennan to our lineup. And it gave a lot of guys nerve to play a little better game than they were playing, a little more physical game than they were playing. And then suddenly, young Saros, UC Saros, the goaltender, the little guy, he catches on fire. And let's be honest, looking at a lot of those games, I love the way we're trending. I like the way we were heading. I liked a lot of it. In three of those games, we won 2-0, 1-0, 4-2. I loved the first two periods, but our guys in the third period go into a shell, start backing up. Quit it. And the thing that saved us was Saros in those games. So I'm not fooling myself, and I hope they're not fooling themselves, when they look at those tapes and say, yeah, I like the 40 minutes. Remember our cry used to be, let's play a full 60 minutes? I'd take the wins. I like the way we were heading. Well, I figured we were playoff bound. But I want to cure the last 8 to 10 minutes of each of those games.
Crispy, I sat with you a week ago yesterday, I guess, before the first Stars game at Bridgestone Arena, and I asked you point blank, given what we'd seen recently with UC Saros playing a little bit more than Pekka, and I know Pekka had the illness in there as well, which is part of it. I said, are we seeing the changing of the guard, so to speak, and is UC the guy? And at the point, we sort of both agreed that the ceiling for this team is maybe at its highest if Pekka would reassert himself as the guy, but since then, it's been all UC, and he's been phenomenal. Have you changed your tune on that since we last talked?
No, I have not. I still maintain that Pekarina, when we come down the stretch run ahead of the playoffs, I love Saros, and it's his time possibly, and Pek will be. But I still hinge as a coach, run the hot tray like the coach is. Saros is hot, hot hand, you run him. But he's going to get tired. He's going to, you can't overwork him. And we're going to need Pekarina. And to such time as Pekka proves to me consistently that he's not capable, I'm still on his saddle.
Crispy, last thing for you here. Obviously, we don't know when the NHL is going to return. What's on the docket for you here over the next little bit, and how quickly do you think Sheila will kick you out of the house?
Like in an hour? As soon as I finish my next cup of coffee.
He's got plans for 10 a.m. already.
Oh man, it's just, you know what, you everything, like, we had a lot of people coming in and friends for these three games coming in, etc. Like everybody else, your plans are changed, you guys also, you know. And what do you do with your children? Like, if you have little, we don't have children, so we're like, I keep looking at families that have their children and want to protect them. It's just, you know, I guess the biggest thing is going to keep us going is common sense. Just let's stick to common sense. And let's don't start, everybody start to panic. We went over the other day, my wife and I, to get a couple of things at the grocery store. And we looked down the aisle and we took some pictures to send home. Nothing in the aisles, just bare, especially with the facial tissues and the toilet paper and the towel paper towels. And I said, it's jumping on us already. So I guess the biggest thing is common sense. And as we always do, we'll all get through this together.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Crispy, it was a pleasure as always. Thanks so much and be safe.
Thanks, fellas. You too and your families all stay healthy too and look after them.
Thank you, Crispy.
Thanks, Crispy.
Thanks, guys.
Terry Crisp brought to you each and every week by Highland Group here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Have you put your head around the toilet paper thing?
No, I haven't.
Like, I get wanting to stock up on certain things, but like, are you going to go through more toilet paper in the next month than you normally would?
Like, there are people out there buying like 400 rolls of toilet paper.
Right.
Which is like, okay, how sick do you think you're going to be is my first question. Or how long do you think you're going to be holed up in the house? Like, do you know,
I mean,
how long that takes?
400 rolls of, I live by myself, so I get their families, bigger things out there, but like 400 rolls of toilet paper would get me through like 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
Maybe longer.
I mean, that's an incredible amount of toilet paper, and people are just doing it. I get thinking like you need water, though we're not going to run out of water in the coronavirus, but like I get thinking there's essential things that I need, or you really want hand sanitizer with you at all times in this. I sort of get that thing, but toilet paper is the one that's what you always see, these viral videos of people stacking toilet paper into their shopping carts. And it's like, how many times are you going to go to the bathroom?
There are literally like 100 things I would buy in the store before toilet paper in this situation. Like yesterday, I went and bought like 2 bags of hot Cheetos. Everybody else is buying, you know, toilet paper. I got some like honey buns and some hot Cheetos. My wife tried to go buy toilet paper on like her break at work. I was like, no, you're not going to be a part of this. I refuse to allow you to do this. We're not feeding into this. It's just not going to happen. So I can't understand it. I really can't.
Neither do I.
I mean, I would buy like Corona beer before I would do this.
Sure.
Even in light of the coronavirus.
I mean, you're the only person buying Corona beer,
so they
would appreciate that at this point. Do they change their name after this? I mean, clearly anyone with common sense gets that.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with it.
You know, common sense can be on short circuit. Short notice.
Especially at a time like this.
Yes.
I mean, it was like a month ago. So before anyone was actually like truly concerned about it, when we probably should have been concerned about it, the Google searches for Corona beer virus went up 300,000% or whatever.
Yes.
I mean, it just, I didn't even know there were enough people to make something go up 300,000%, but it was alarming to say the least.
Jeremy texts in and says they're buying toilet paper because every time someone sneezes in a group, people poop their pants. That's a dad joke, but I like it. That's good stuff. Yeah. When we come back, Sean Henry had some comments yesterday on what's all going on in the NHL, the cancellation of the SEC tournament, maybe when the NHL could come back, all of these things up in the air. Predators president and CEO Sean Henry addressed the media. We'll hear some comments from that and react to that. That's coming up next. Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Steve Lehman here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.